If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get it on our website. Click on his link. Order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it. You betcha. All right, let's have some more music then. Ben Crane is riding along with us. Most notably, most noted for his cartooning on the Leaning Tree cards. He is also a great musician.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's got a brand new album out. This isn't off of it, but he does have a brand new album out. This is called Climb Back Up and Ride.
So what do you do when you find yourself at the short end of a rope? Ain't enough to hang on to, and you lost all sense of hope. Or you find yourself beat up in a foot, a mile behind your horse. These boots ain't made for walking, so you waller in remorse. All but whining and complaining won't get you anywhere. It only whets the gossip of them folks who stop and stare. Just suck it up, stand up again, shake the dust off of your hide. The only way to get ahead is to climb back up and ride. Well, they say that life ain't always fair, oh, but that's all right with me. 'Cause if I got what I deserve, Lord, I'd be anything but free. See, the rain falls on the good man, and there's trouble all around. Just let the hard time start its work while you're sitting on the ground. This might help someone else. See, there's times his plan and purpose might involve a little pain. Just let him do his work in you. Watch the sun shine through the rain. Oh, they say that life ain't always fair. Oh, but that's all right with me. 'Cause if I got what I deserve, Lord, I'd be anything. start its work while you're sitting on the ground.
He's got some talent.
Yes, oh, he does.
And, you know, like I said, most notably,
yeah,
a cartoonist for Leaning Tree.
Did he yeah. do the original Salt Lick?
He did.
That's
Salt,
what I thought.
Salt Lick is Ben Crane.
Yeah.
That's the old mama cow that's got her tongue up her nose. Yeah. That's Ben Crane.
Good stuff.
And Ben Crane does all the CD covers for my CDs.
That's right.
Yeah. So, order you one.
Yeah.
You need one.
Yeah, get two right. of them.
Yeah, get a couple of them. All right. Yeah. Warning.
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 Warning. Warning. Horses can become addictive.
I collect horses.
I collect horses. Mm-hmm. You know what? I found myself collecting tack.
Yeah.
I know. I'm here, I'm there, I see this, I need that, I got that. I need one of those.
Ooh,
I don't have
pretty.
One of those. I need some more of those, and it's still hanging on my wall and never been used.
Never been
right.
touched.
Yeah. Addictions.
Horse
addictions.
Warning.
I passed that along to my daughters, and didn't do them any good.
Didn't help at all.
No, didn't help them at all. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Warning. Yeah, right. Do not try this at home. We are professionals.
That's right.
The full Nelson shoeing came up on that one when Big Brother Jim decides he's going to pick up the offside hind while I'm on the onside front. And start shoeing.
Hold on.
I'm going to try something.
Just get a hold of that.
That's right. Hey, let's do a little cowpoke poetry,
what do you
shall
got?
We? Horse sale catalog.
We've got gentle horses for gentle riders. We've got spirited horses for spirited riders. We've got horses that don't want to be ridden for people who don't want to ride. Gentle as they come is what the catalog said. Gentle as they come were the words that I read. But the horse sale catalog was written in code. I pondered each word as the horses were rode. Started and finished were some words thrown about. Started and finished in the same day, no doubt. Phrases like broke to rope were commonplace there. The horse broke two ropes is more like it, I swear. He hauls real quiet and is easy to load. Overlook the fact that he's never been rode. He's sure-footed and crosses water with ease. Yeah, as high as he jumps, crossing water's a breeze. He's naturally balanced and easy to shoe. Yeah, naturally balanced because he's leaning on you. He has no buck in him and always is calm. But just in case, recite the 23rd Psalm. You can shoot off him? Do I look like a dunce? You can shoot off him, sure, but only just once. He side passes and spins and slides to a stop. All kind of pointless if you can't stay on top. He's never been lame and is guaranteed sound, except for when he has one foot off the ground. He's as broke as they come and easy to catch. Yeah, and 30 years old with a swayback to match. He's ranchy and smart, really watches a cow. Yeah, he watches them scatter and turn back, and how. This horse is athletic and really can run. Yeah, and jump the top rail when your barrels are done. There's no holes in this horse, the catalog said. Yeah, he's got rigor mortis and right next to dead. He's an easy keeper. He's fleshy and sleek. Yeah, it takes one large round bell to feed him a week. He has lots of try and wants badly to please. But just when you're begging and down on your knees. He's friendly and fun and likes other horses. And proud cut I've heard from various sources. He has cat-like reflexes you can see for yourself. Yeah, he lays in the sun just licking himself. He's a good prospect for roping and reining, not to mention his resistance-free training. Now, horse sale catalogs don't come out and lie. but they may slant the truth in hopes that you'll buy. So don't judge so quickly by calling foul play, because you might be selling a horse there someday.
Yeah, there's another warning. Horse sales. Is this the same horse that I...
Is there truth here?
Is there really? Yeah, no doubt. Well, anyway.
We know the answer.
Yeah, we know the answer to that one. Horse traders, we're going to talk about those in a minute. But let's have a little Dick's pick.
Oh, man, a classic.
It goes along with the horse sale auction, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Hank Snow.
What's he saying?
Auctioneer.
Very nice.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for him? I have a $600 down here now, 10 and now, 25 and now, 35 and now, 50 now, 60, will you give me 60 now, 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma, and she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will you give me 30, make it 30, bid upon my $30, will you give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bidder now, 35, will you give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man telling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, another $40, 40, will they give me 40, make it 40, bid on them all, $40, on we live 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, now 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool, he came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let Paulson give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, another $50, 50, will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it on a $50, will they give me 50, hooter, bid a $50 bid. $50 bid and now 55, will you give me 55 to make it a 55, a bit of 55, I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come a lot number 29 in, what are they going to give for them? I'm a 25, to get 35, another 50, make it 50, bit of 50, now 60, will you give me 60, now 75, now 85, now 95, 100, now 25, now 50, 75, now 2, now 3, now 4, now 5, now 6, now 7.
Oh, yeah, that's a great Leroy Van Dyke song sung by Hank Snow.
I told you it was a classic.
It's a dandy, you bet. Yeah. We need to ditch out to a commercial right now, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.